Hello?
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes, this is Steve.
Hey Steve, this is Jav with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good, thanks for asking. So it looks like you're interested in our working capital program. Is it a good time to
Yeah,
chat?
I received the mail in the mail from your company, and I just want to inquire and see what's the program is like.
Okay, sure. Let me take a look at here. I'm going to confirm a couple pieces of basic information on your company, and then I can answer any questions you have.
Okay.
Okay, I have the legal name of your business, SLK Inc.
Correct.
Okay, and what's your DBA name?
It's for is
THO.
Phoabinh.
Okay. THOHOADINH.
That's correct. It's three
Okay.
words.
Okay. And what's the structure of your business? Are you guys a sole proprietorship, LLC, corporation?
Corporation.
Corporation? Is it a sole prop or C prop? I mean, sorry,
Let me
S corp or
see.
C corp?
Steve, it's a C. I think, yeah, I think it's a C.
C corp? Okay. Okay, and how long have you been in business for?
For 7 years, 8 years.
8 years? Oh, nice. Okay, and I have your billing address here. It's 906 Roswell Drive, Silver Spring.
No, that's actually the my address for the company mailing, but the actual address of the business is different.
Okay.
It's at, yeah, it's on 11782
782, okay.
Park Lawn, Parklawn Drive.
Silver Spring?
This is in Rockville. Zip code is 20852.
Rockwell? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, what was the zip code?
Sorry, say that again, please.
What was the zip code?
20852.
Okay. Perfect. And are you the 100% owner?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
I was just wondering, what are you looking to do right now?
Just need the money to do some basically for some more cash flow and maybe do some buy some equipment.
Okay. Equipment. Okay. So how much do you need for cash flow?
Thinking like around like 30, 40K.
30 or 40K. Okay.
Yeah.
And can you elaborate a little bit on cash flow?
For payroll and also the it's gonna the tax season near end of the year and all that. So.
Okay. And do you currently have tax liens, or is it just anticipating for like the end of year payment?
What do you mean by that? Like,
Like, do you currently owe taxes that you want to use the money to pay off, or is it just to
no, just a
get
yearly, the
ready?
end of year, yeah, get ready, end of year thing.
Okay, cool. All right. And then for the equipment, what are you looking to purchase?
I need some like refrigerator and freezer and it's kind of old, so it needs replacement pretty soon.
Okay. Have you replaced it since you opened your business? This is your
I
first time you're
replaced
replacing
one
it.
or two. I have like four or five refrigerators. So I mean, it one of two broke down like first, like guess 4 years ago. So the other one's, you know, about to be break down as well.
So
I'm just preparing, just in case I have, you know, the fun and can get a new unit.
Yeah, exactly. And also, it was the best time to buy equipment because, have you heard of the Section 179 for tax deduction?
No, I have not heard that.
Oh, okay. So you should definitely have your CPA look into that, especially since you're about to do your taxes anyways. But what it is basically when you purchase equipment by at year's end, so by December 31st, if you buy equipment by then, you're able to deduct the full cost off of your taxes. So instead of paying, you know, $50,000 in taxes, you can deduct it because you bought $50,000 of equipment, basically. So you definitely want to take a look into that.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you know how much it's going to cost you for the equipment?
Let me see, around $6,000 to $7,000 for two.
Okay. Okay, so it's $6,000 to $7,000 for the two of them. So like $3,000 or $3,500 per refrigerator.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Any other equipment you're looking to replace or add on?
Not right now. Probably maybe the AC or the heater unit, but it is also, you know, getting old and but that can wait for now.
Okay, sounds good. And then also, do you already have a vendor you're looking to buy the refrigeration from?
Yes, I usually have the through the catalog and order it online. They just ship it to my place.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Okay.
So what and when kind you of the, yeah, go ahead.
What's your gross annual sales like?
My gross around 360.
360. Okay. And what is the time frame on for both things, for the cash flow and the equipment? Any of them?
I mean, like when do I need it, or?
Yeah, when do you need it by?
Next 2 or 3 months.
Next 2 or 3 months. Okay. And that's for both the equipment and the cash flow, for both
right.
of them, or the cash flow is the cash flow more urgent for you?
Yeah, the cash flow, like I said, more like for tax and also for, you know, like a
payroll.
Backup just in case I need, yeah, for payroll.
Okay. Sounds good. If I get you approved for both of them, would you be ready to pull the trigger on the equipment too?
Yeah, I would if the program is good. Yeah, because I'm currently in the another program as well, but it's kind of expensive. So, just want to see, you know, if your program is better than that one or not.
Sure. Well, who do you currently have a loan through?
I have one with Can Capital.
Can Capital? Okay.
Yeah, it's more like a merchant loan where they deduct from my credit card sales.
Oh, okay, from merchant credit card sales. Okay. And give me 1 second here. Do you know what your current balance is with them?
I almost finished after another month or two.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, it was for like a 2-year term.
Okay. Okay. Is it like a monthly payment, a weekly payment, daily payment?
I don't choose the daily.
It's a daily? Okay. For 2 years, wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
What did you, was it the same thing basically, you just have to pay for taxes back then too, or did you use it for something else?
Yeah, a little bit for tech, a little bit for payroll, and also for like advertisement and marketing and all that stuff.
Okay, and did it really help out your business back then?
Yeah, it helped. I mean, in that I had the fun to, basically continue and not have to worry about shortage and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do you know how much, what's your current balance with them?
Let me see. I think only have 1 or 2 should finish by the end of the year, about 7, 8K.
Okay, 7 or 8 thousand. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how's your credit like? National average is about 680 right now. Do you think you're around that, above or below that?
Yeah, I'm above that.
Above that? Okay. So 700 plus?
Yeah.
Okay. Not too bad. Okay. Okay, and then do you currently have any other loans out besides the Can Capital?
No, not just one. Not
Just that
only
one.
that one. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any equipment financing lease that you're paying on?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you finance equipment at all?
No, I usually buy them outright.
You buy them out. Okay. Okay. So how our program works is, so based on your gross sales of, what was it, 360, we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of that. So give me 1 second, I'm gonna calculate. Okay,
So about
so we can,
47.50. Yeah.
yeah, so on the lower side we can give you 36,000, on the higher side about 54,000.
Okay.
Okay. And then since you currently have a loan with CAM, the best thing to do is actually we'll pay them off for you, and then we give you the remaining balance as cash.
Okay. So, what is your loan structure like? Is this like a daily payment, monthly, and also what is the cost associated with that?
Sure. So how it's structured is going to be similar to what you have with CAN. But I can try to get you to see if I can get you the weekly. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. Monthly is something that you would unlock as you do more business with us. So our repeat customers will get like a monthly. But for first-time borrowers, we usually have a daily or a weekly. Okay.
Okay.
And how it works is we can either do the same thing where we take it out of your merchant's sales, or we just take it out of your bank statement. Which one do you
Okay.
like? Do you like the merchant's cash advance style where they take out like a certain percentage of your sales?
No, right now the Can Capital, they just take out a fixed amount daily from my bank.
Oh, okay, fixed amount is with them. Okay. Okay, because we have another one that I can see if you would qualify for. A lot of business owners actually likes this. Basically, what it is we'll take it out of your credit card sales. For example, we hold back like 10% of your sales on a daily basis towards paying off the loan. So if you
Okay.
have a better day, then you would pay off more. If you have a worse day, you pay off less.
Okay.
So, do you take a lot of credit cards at your business?
Yeah, I think it's probably around 60-70%.
60%. Okay,
Yeah.
70% of your sales. Okay. Okay, so that might be a good idea for you, and I can see what's going to be the best deal for you, which one's going to be cheaper, and which one's going to work best for you. Is we have a program where we'll just hold back a certain percentage of your sales. So if you're interested in seeing what we can offer you, and for that program, I'll look into it for you.
Okay, so just want to know that what is the roughly on the average like the cost like a fee or rate or whatever, if you can just provide me an estimate based on the information that I provided.
Sure. So
Which yeah.
Yeah, so I can't give you like a number right now just because it's all we have interest rates all over the map, so it's really hard for me to see. But based on your gross sales and your credit, you'll probably qualify for one of our A or B programs. Again, I can't give you like a number right now. But what I can do is I'll send over the application and all we'll need is just a few things and I'll be able to tell you what that number is by tomorrow, basically.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, because the thing is, my other one, since I almost done with them, they kind of, give me like a renewal promotion where they can give me extra fund. So I basically I just want to do a comparison to see which one is more, cost,
Sure.
less.
Sure. Do you already have an offer with them?
No, not an offer. I haven't reached out to them yet because, like I said, I don't need it now, but maybe a few months down the road, so.
Oh, okay. So are you okay, so you don't need it any time soon then, the money?
No, not really. I
Okay.
mean, like I said, about 2 or 3 more months.
Oh, okay. Basically, you want to wait until you pay off the current loan first, because you don't have
Right.
a okay.
Yeah, and I also wanna, start shopping around to see for any better deals.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So what I can do right now is I'll send over the application, and we can start the process first. So that way you can kind of I can kind of work on your file already, so that way we can see what we can offer you. And then when the time comes, would you be interested in taking the money once it's closer to the tax season, so around like February, March?
Yeah, I mean that's fine. That time range is fine with me.
Okay. Sounds good. So we can start the process. I can take a look at your file, give you kind of like an idea of what we can do, and then once we get closer to the tax season where you actually need the money, then all we need is just some updated bank statements from you.
Okay. All right.
And I would also suggest, just because since I'm in the industry, you're probably going to get a lot of calls from people that are offering you money. I would suggest, and this is like being truthful and honest, is don't just apply to anywhere because you don't know who they are, and sometimes they might even send your file to like 30 different places, and your credit's going to get run like 30 times, so your points is going to keep dropping if you just apply
Right,
to
yeah,
people.
that's what I'm afraid.
Yeah,
Exactly.
exactly. So I would
Yeah.
suggest maybe like us, and because you said that you might want to go back and see what they can offer you, right? So you can compare the two. So how about this? I think you should go back to Can real quick, see what they can give you for the renewal, and then send me their offer, and then I'll beat it for you.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
You can do that? Okay. Cool. Sounds good. And then let me just see if I have your email here. I have PHAM_Steve@yahoo.com.
Correct, yes.
Okay. I'll go ahead and send over what we need for our application. And then once you get an offer from them, send it over to me so that way I can beat it for you.
Okay, sure.
Okay. All
All
right.
right, okay.
All right. And then I'll touch base. When's a good time for me to check back in with you?
Right now, I'm gonna be starting next week. I'd be out like for 2 weeks, so
Okay.
maybe actually after that is Thanksgiving time. So maybe, how about like early December?
Early December? Okay.
Or if I have sooner, I can get information sooner. I can contact you sooner as well.
Sure. Yeah, we can also you can just start sending me bank statements too, so that way, it's less work for you when the time comes because you'll be all ready to go.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. I'll send you this email and then I'll check back with you in a few days just to make sure you got the email and then we can game plan from there.
Okay, sounds good. All
Okay.
right.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.